Hey everyone, what's up? Welcome to the lobby of the team hotel. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen and Wobby in the lobby in Chicago, getting ready for this big NFC North showdown tomorrow night. Now I want to start this thing off, PA, with pointing out an opportunity that might be coming to fruition, and it does not happen very often. We saw the Detroit Lions lose earlier today, and our nemesis, the Green Bay Packers, are in a grinder of a game with the Dallas Cowboys as we speak. If that thing goes the right way, we have a big opportunity on Monday night against the Chicago Bears to make up some ground in this division.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity on many levels. It's always nice to come to these road venues, specifically these nice road hotels with all these nice Vikings fans. These girls right here all came from Nisswa, and they're here to root for the Vikings tomorrow night, a team that not only has an opportunity early in the season off what Wobby said about the Lions, and hopefully the Packers lose too, to reemerge within the division, but just kind of help fans forget about the loss to Detroit, the loss of Dalvin Cook, and capitalize against a team I think they should win, Chicago tomorrow night.
When you take a look at this matchup, Bears and Vikings, the kickoff is 7:30, Monday Night Football. You can catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network, of course. When you look at this matchup, Paul, a lot of focus on the quarterbacks because we're hoping that Bradford is back, so Bradford might play. It's Bradford or Keenum, and the Bears made a switch at quarterback going from Glennon to Mitchell Trubisky. Your thoughts on the quarterbacks in this game?
Well, Sam was limited all week, but the times I saw Sam in practice, I mean, I'm not his knee. I don't know how it feels. I don't know how he feels. I thought he looked great. I thought Case Keenum looked good, too. I think they're both responding beautifully after this game. With Trubisky, Chicago's a run-first team. With Jordan Howard, the guy who gashed us last year, 153 here, 337 total against the Vikings in two games. Jordan Howard had a huge game against Pittsburgh, Wobby. Other than that, 2.8 yards per carry. So, I mean, Jordan's tough, but it hasn't been that great outside of one game.
We got to shore up the tackling on Howard.
Off that Lions game, ain't no doubt about it.
And if you can contain him and then Tariq Cohen, look out for him. Those are really the two main weapons on the Bears' offense. Not much on the outside. Alshon Jeffrey is gone. He's with the Eagles. Kevin White is hurt. A bunch of injuries. Cameron Meredith is out.
Willie Gault retired.
Yeah, he did. So not a lot on the outside for the Bears.
Yeah.
They're all about the running game, and they'll definitely want to protect Mitchell Trubisky, so watch for a lot of bootlegs and rollouts and play action and all that stuff.
I like the Bears' offensive line, by the way.
It's pretty good.
Charles Leno, I believe he was undrafted or taken deep in the draft. Pretty serviceable left tackle. Their right guard, Kyle Long, is one of the best in the NFL. And their center, Cody Whitehair, in his second year, he's pretty good too. So it's a sneaky good old line.
And Mike Webster isn't bad. So now when you look at the Vikings' offense, all right, Latavius Murray in with Dalvin Cook's injury.
Yes.
With Dalvin, we had an explosive runner, a home run hitter.
Yeah.
With Latavius, what do we have?
Well, with Latavius off a full week of practice, you know, I think a guy off ankle surgery who didn't get many reps with Dalvin Cook being the A topic, I think, I think for Latavius, now you'll see in this game a shift to the way the Vikings run the ball. You see, they worked the entire offseason on Dalvin Cook-related runs on the perimeter. And funny, Dalvin's best three runs, 33, 32, and 25, were all around the corner. So now with Latavius, more between the tackle stuff. Latavius catches it a little bit. He almost had 800 yards last year for the Raiders. He had 12 touchdowns. I feel confident that Latavius can become serviceable. It's like people look at quarterbacks as game managers. This running back is a game manager. You manage the game with Latavius Murray. I'm really hoping Bradford plays because I think you can throw all over this team.
Latavius, 4.2 yards per carry in three seasons for the Raiders. Would you take that in this season with the Vikings?
Absolutely, 100%. And with Jerick McKinnon behind him, you can throw to him. You know, Stephen Ridley's now on the team. I don't expect much from him tomorrow night. But, hey, and you might be getting to this, so I don't want to step on your touchdown
Michael
call.
Floyd.
Michael Floyd's back. All right.
Right,
now, with Michael Floyd, this is a former first-round pick who knows how to play the game. Kicked butt in training camp. But I don't, you know, from a fan standpoint, if Floyd lights it up tomorrow night, that would surprise me a little bit because I just don't think he can go completely full bore out of the gate. But that's a weapon. Floyd, Diggs, Thielen, Rudolph, Kyle Rudolph, tore up the Chicago Bears last year. Yeah. Those are legitimate weapons for us tomorrow night.
It's Monday Night Football, and it's Soldier Field. I know you love calling games in this environment.
Absolutely. It's. I mean, I don't want to narrow cast, but calling the game on the fan, it's a lower angle with the fans right in front of us, with Pete Bursich and Wabi by my side. Fans are really into it. And these games, you know, I know in the state of Illinois, we have won two of the last 16 times we've been here.
Yeah.
The majority of them at Soldier Field, 2002 at Champaign. I'm not, you know, I'm not in the bulletin board providing business. I really, really think the Vikings have an excellent, excellent chance to do some damage tomorrow night and win. I can't wait.
All right, I can't wait either. The game, again, Monday Night Football. So it's tomorrow night, 7:30 kickoff. The game, you can catch it on the Vikings Radio Network. Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, Greg Coleman, Ben Lieber will bring you the call. Until then, stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage of your favorite team. Lots of stuff coming your way. If you haven't already downloaded the Vikings app, make sure you do that as well. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Wabi saying goodbye from the lobby.